Some of you remember last year's theme, Back to Basics. Y'all remember that, right? We had a theme song with last year's theme, right? Y'all remember the theme song?
Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Y'all remember that, right? That was great. That was great. Well, right after church last Sunday, right after I introduced the theme for 2023, which is ready, one of you came up to me and said, "Hey man, we need a theme song for this new theme year, for ready." And then he proceeded to tell me exactly which song we needed to use. It's by a local famous musician called Fats Domino, and here it is.
Well, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until the broad daylight.
All right, Bev, calm down. She was rocking. That's pretty good. That's not bad. That's not bad. Notice Fats Domino said he's ready, he's willing, and he's able. And that certainly picked up on the theme that we talked about on last week, the definition of ready, which includes the word willing. I remember that from last week. And I really appreciate Mike Smith for listening, for making the suggestion, for his enthusiasm, and for remembering this great oldie, man. But ready to rock and roll all night might not be the vibe we're looking for. Might not be. But I do appreciate Mike for doing that. I don't know. Maybe we're looking for something a little bit more like this, a little more like this.
Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, "Hey, man."
That's pretty good. Y'all recognize Wolfman Jack, right? Some of you do. Some of you kids are going, "Who is this guy?" Oh, man. That was good. Or maybe from this actually... from the same video, this.
Are you ready for some football?
We're not ready for football anymore. We're done with football. JJ, I'm glad you're here today. I am so glad you're here. In fact, I got my little boy dressed in the Tulane colors today, in the hopes that you would be here. We're through with football, but boy, Tulane gave us the greatest bowl game of the season. It was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. We loved it. Totally loved it. But I think we're pretty much done with football. Except maybe some of you may have some sporting interest in what goes on this weekend and next weekend and all. But anyway, maybe we need to do something like this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah, remember Michael Buffer? The greatest ring announcer of all time. That might work, but anyway. Maybe we're looking for something else. Maybe we're looking for something else. Something with a message. Like this message from the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Now, how many of you thought when I said Pacific Gas and Electric Company that you were going to get a public service announcement about saving energy or whatever? No, that's the name of a group. This is back from 1970. And I like that. Are you ready to sit by his throne? Can you imagine how awesome that is going to be when we sit by his throne? Are you ready for that? Are you ready not to be alone? Who's ready not to be alone anymore? Maybe some of us. But isn't that part of the promise that he made for us, that even now we're not alone? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. How strange it is that despite this promise, some of us feel lonely. Despite the constant sense of his abiding presence, as we sang about earlier today, and thank you for that song, David. I think maybe this is part of being in the world but not of the world, as Jesus said of us in John 15 and John 17. We're humans. We're weak. We're dust. And God knows this. For he knows how we were formed. He remembers that we are dust. He doesn't resent the fact that sometimes we feel lonely despite the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. God doesn't resent the fact that some of us are really ready not to be alone. And that's really going to be one of the awesome things about being carried home someday. Amen? But I think maybe, are you ready by Pacific Gas and Electric Company? It's not really going to be our theme song for this year. I think maybe we're going to slow it down a little bit. I think maybe we're going to mellow things out a little bit. And maybe go with something like this.
People get mad. There's a train of calling. You don't need no baggage. You just keep on going. All you need is faith. Just
from 1985. I'm sure you all recognize Rod Stewart on the vocals. Brother Rod, as my brother and I used to call him. Maybe some of you, Ted May, recognize the guitarist, Jeff Beck. You can actually find a video of Jeff Beck, a young Jeff Beck, actually older than in this picture, doing an instrumental version of this song live on the Gentilly stage at the Jazz Fest in 2010. Isn't that cool? Sadly, for the music world, sadly for all of us, Jeff Beck got on that train just 5 days ago, which makes this song perhaps a little sadder, perhaps a little more poignant, perhaps a little sweeter. And yes, I know that neither Jeff Beck nor Rod Stewart wrote People Will Get Ready, written by Curtis Mayfield back in 1965. But I'm thinking, at least as of now, that if we're going to have a theme song, this is going to be it. Probably. But don't you love the imagery in the lyrics that we just heard. People get ready. I mean, he's almost like the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Can you see it? Can you imagine Brother Rod as a prophet warning the people that the kingdom is at hand, the kingdom is near. Make yourself ready. Don't miss the train. He says, you don't need no baggage. Isn't that great? Traveling light, that's the best way to go. But think of the baggage that people want to bring with them on this train. That people believe they must bring with them on this train, on this trip. That they must bring it or else they're not going to make it to where they want to go. Baggage. Like a huge suitcase that you're dragging along, full of your achievements in this life, full of your accomplishments, full of the things that you have done to earn a place on the train, to earn a right to sit by his throne, to earn a place at his table. The Apostle Paul used to think that way himself. He used to think that way about bringing things along with him that he thought he needed. Listen to what Paul said. I have many reasons to trust in who I am and what I have done. Someone else may think they have reasons to trust in these things, but I have even more. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I am part of the people of Israel. I am from the tribe of Benjamin. I am a pure Hebrew. As far as the law is concerned, I am a Pharisee. As far as being committed is concerned, I opposed and attacked the church. As far as keeping the law is concerned, I kept it perfectly. I thought things like that were really something great. But now, I consider them to be nothing because of Christ. Even more, I consider everything to be nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. To know Him is worth much more than anything else. Because of Him, I have lost everything, but I consider all of it to be garbage so I can know Christ better. I want to be joined to Him. Being right with God does not come from my obeying the law. It comes from because I believe in Christ. It comes from God because of faith. Paul had some amazing things going for him, didn't he? And he was dragging all of that baggage with him everywhere he went, and proud of it, until he met Jesus. And that's when he realized that all of his baggage was nothing more than garbage. That's the word he used. Nothing more than garbage. I wonder when we're going to realize. Let me rephrase that. I wonder when I am going to figure that out. All of this, if I get it right, God will be happy with me. And God will have to accept me. That's baggage. Or as Paul put it, that's garbage. But if that's garbage, well then, what is the answer? Paul tells us right here, faith. Or as Brother Rod put it, need is faith.
To hear the diesels humming. Can you hear them humming? Are you hearing them humming? They're getting closer. They're a lot closer now than they were before. Faith is the key. It's almost like they took Paul's words and kind of rewrote them a little bit and put them into this beautiful song. Have you ever walked through the airport without dragging or carrying a bag or a briefcase or a backpack or a suitcase or anything like that? It's an incredibly freeing way to travel. It's the best way to travel. There's a guy who used to live here, used to go to church with us. He told me one time, this is all I carry when I travel on business. And then he held up a money clip with his driver's license and a credit card. That's it. That's all I carry. That's Kevin Keeling. Y'all remember Kevin. I'm like, that's great. Man, I wish I could be like you. Don't need no baggage. All you need is faith. Faith is the key. Don't need no ticket. Just thank the Lord. There's room for all among the loved the most. People get ready. Okay. Maybe music should not be the source of all of our theology and all of our doctrine and all of our understanding of God and His plan. But I got to tell you, there's some pretty good theology right here. There's some good theology right there. Don't need no ticket. You can't buy your place. Even if you're tithing, Don, and I don't know if y'all were picking up on that today, tithing, y'all even know what tithing means. Maybe someday we'll talk about that. But I don't think a lot of us know what that means. But even if you're tithing, you can't earn your place. All the buying, all the redeeming has already been done for you. Amen? And all that's left for us to do is thankfulness. Is humble gratitude. Is constant acknowledgement of the gift of grace that we have received. And I wonder, for me, is thankfulness on my lips? Gratitude in my heart? Is it really? But this last line might be the most difficult one for us. There's room for all among the loved the most. It took me a minute to figure that out. What in the world is he talking about? We might have a hard time swallowing that line. Here's the picture that's kind of in my head sometimes. That when the train comes and the doors are opened, we start to get on board, there's somebody there saying, okay, hang on. All you guys who are loved the most, y'all go this way and go over here to the first class section, you know, where you get your warm towel. Where you get your free drinks. Where you get your seats that recline. Where you get your 5-star meal with real silverware. The rest of you guys, head on back there to the back. Find yourself a place to seat. Here's a little bag of peanuts. Isn't that how we see it? Isn't that how it should be? Don't these lyrics here about room for all among the loved the most. Don't they kind of eat at our sense of justice, fair play? I mean, come on, Brother Rod. Are you telling me that there's not going to be a separation of people based on who God loves more? Based on how useful some people have been to the kingdom? Based on who God loves more because of their heritage? Because of their resume? Are you telling me that everybody is going to get to go into the love the most section? And that there's room there for everybody? That we're all going to be equal? If there's anything we got a problem with, it's this equality stuff. And it's not just us. One day, Jesus was talking to his followers. And he said, you know what? Here's what the kingdom of heaven is like. And he told them a story. He told them a story of a landowner who had a big old vineyard that needed to be harvested. So he goes out early in the morning and he hires a bunch of people to go and work in his vineyard. But it's not enough. And later in the day, he goes out and hires some more people to go and work in his vineyard. And even at the very end of the day, he goes out and hires some more people to go work for a few minutes in his vineyard. And then Jesus said, when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers, pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon, came in and each received a denarius. So when those who came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. And when they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said. And you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But he, the landowner, answered one of them, I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired at the last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? Now tell me, there's nothing about this story that doesn't get at you a little bit. Doesn't sit quite right with you. God has known all along. Now we kind of have a problem with this equality thing. Oh sure, equality is great. As long as people get what they deserve. You have made them equal with us, cried out many, not all, but many of the Jewish Christians in the early days of the church when the Gentiles started running to Jesus for life. And Jesus said, that's right. I have made them equal to you. These are some of the people I have loved the most. And finally, eventually, the church got it. You have made them equal with us, cried many, not all. Many Christians, when slavery was finally abolished, and they kept saying that for nearly 100 years, Jesus said, "That's right. They are equal with you. They are some of the people I love the most." And finally, eventually, I think the church got it. You have made them equal with us. Cry many, not all, but many of the church, even now, when ladies, once again, as it was in the beginning of the church, are now beginning to use their voices, Jesus says, "That's right. They are some of the people I love the most." But, we say, this is different than those other things. We've got Scripture. Actually, says Jesus, they had Scripture for those other things, and they just didn't understand it. Equality is great, but we struggle with grace. We struggle with it. God knows how we feel. He's been trying to get us to start thinking and feeling like Him for a long time. I hope it's working. And I hope this little excursion into the lyrics of an old song can help us as we start thinking and feeling and acting a little more like Jesus. Feeling the same way that Jesus feels for His sheep, including the ones who are struggling, including the ones who are straying, including the ones who have lost their way, including the ones who've been told to be quiet. How many of us can even imagine that a rock and roll legend like Jeff Beck could and right now might be sitting by his throne? I don't know one way or another. I don't know. All I know is that 38 years ago, Jeff Beck was involved in a project in which some really good theology was sung. And he kept on playing that song for the rest of his life. He told us for 38 years, we need to get ready train that is coming. Not it might be coming. Not hopefully is coming. It is coming. I hope he was ready. And I hope we are too.
People get ready. There's a train of calling. You don't need. All you need is faith. This is